朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
And I believe many of us who are sitting here has a lot of experiences in life.
就连你们年轻孩子也已经有一点年纪了。
Even the younger ones here, you have some age that is behind you.
啊，因为我儿子周岁的时候，我就跟玉树木讲说，我的儿子终于上了年纪了，有了年纪了。
My son reaches
一岁就叫有年纪了。
When he came to his first, when he turned one, we said he's have some age behind.
我可不可以请大家举一些例子？什么叫做酒用尽？
And I'd like to ask everybody, can you give me some examples of the wine being consumed?
任何的，在我们人生里面。
Anything in our lives that reflects the fact that the wine is consumed.
Marriage, a broken marriage, 酒用尽，非常实在哈。
A broken marriage,
讲到我们的爱情。
About our love,
刚开始的时候，哇，真的是天花乱坠的。
In the beginning, it's just, you know,The heaven is upside down, the world is upside down, everything is wonderful.
Very good translation. 那你像这个虚假井旁的那个女人，娶了嫁给五个丈夫，现在的丈夫还不是她的丈夫。
Just like that woman by the well that she's been married to five other men, and the man that she's with now is still not her husband.
他第一个婚姻失败的时候，就想说：“我的第二个婚姻，我决定不要找这样子的女人。”
And at the failure of the very first marriage, and you say, "I will never marry another woman just like this."
这个女人脾气太坏了，我要找一个温和的。
But she's got such a lousy temper, I'm gonna find someone who's more gentle.
后来终于找到一个很温和的。
And yes, he found someone that's gentle.
没想到这个人温和，但是天天有情绪问题。
And this woman is very gentle, but she's very emotional every day.
他说：“我下次找到的又不要发脾气，又不要有情绪的。”
So after the second divorce, I'm gonna find another woman who will not get angry, who's not emotional all the time.
那没想到找到第三个呢，他自己不光喜欢你，也喜欢很多人。
And not only when he found this third wife.Not only does he love her, but realize that she also loved a lot of other people.
就我们每一次带着盼望，带着盼望，带着盼望，但是我们带着失望，带着失望，带着失望。
We enter everything with great hope, but at the end we are always of despair.
就跟你跟所罗门，就算你跟所罗门一样，有一千条黄瓜。
Just like King Solomon, let's say you have 1,000 concubines.
表示听到还没忘记啊。
Wordplay in Chinese sounds like cucumbers.
一千个嫔妃还是一样，让他觉得人生虚空的虚空。
Even after 1,000 concubines, he still concludes vanity of vanity.
有中国人还给自己找了理由，七年之痒。没有关系，你就知道爱情是会褪色的。
And you discover that love would diminish in its color.
如果我们只是活在表面快乐的感觉、爱的感觉，它一定褪色的。
We just live on at the surface, that the emotions and the feelings of love, that will diminish in the color.
好，这是非常好的哈。
That's a very good example.
我前一阵子听到有一个传道人讲，他们教会里面有一个弟兄长得1.89米，好，大概6尺以上，很高大的。
There was a particular sharing. There's a brother in the church. He was over 6 feet tall.
他的妻子才1.5米，小小的，娇小玲珑。
And his wife is actually very petite, very short.
他们每次吵架的时候，都是那个大个子被赶出家门。
Every time they argue, it's always this big giant guy who's kicked out of the house.
哦，那个太太只要一生气的时候，她甚至上机关枪，哒出来，那先生一句话都讲不出来。
Whenever the wife gets angry, it's like shooting a machine gun. The husband cannot even get a word in.
这个传道人有一天到他家去的时候
，So this pastor, when they had a chance to go to their house,
然后看见那个先生又被从房间赶出来
，Discovering that the husband was being driven out that very particular moment.
那个楼上卧房里面，那个太太正在开机关枪。
In the bedroom upstairs, the wife was going off with her gun.
这个弟兄就请这个传道人帮他去劝他太太。
So the brothers said to the pastor, the preacher, can you please help me and go talk to my wife?
就是传道人说，当他一开门的时候，一个瓶子那个什么东西飞过来，他一闪，差点打到他。
As the pastor, as he was opening the bedroom door, an object just flew right at him.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，没有神的婚姻。
Marriage that is without God,
或者跟神关系不正常的时候
or when the relationship with, is not right with God,
你就发现酒用尽
you discover this thing of the wine has been consumed.
我跟于师母服侍过一对弟兄姊妹，我们很熟的。
师母 Nancy and I have served this one particular couple that we know very well.
他们做见证的时候说，他们两个从前没信主以前
and they would testify that before they were saved, they became Christian.
他们不光盘子、杯子会飞来飞去，甚至刀子都飞过。
Not only the plates and the bowls would fly in the room, but even knives would fly in the house.
他说我们以前是演武侠小说。
And in time past, we were filming a kung fu movie.
他说我们信了主以后，主改变我们。
But now after we are saved, the Lord has changed us.
他说我们现在是在写爱情小说。
And now we're writing a romance novel.
但是只有主可以改变。
And only God can change us.
人要靠自己，早晚酒。
Man by themselves, sooner or later, the wine is going to be consumed.
很好哈 ，marriage 是很好的例子。
Very good example. Anybody else have any examples?
New job, 哈，很好哈。你现在的 job 累不累？有什么？我们找到一个新的工作，我们都很兴奋。
Yes, when we find a new job, we're all very excited.
哎呀，终于找到了
啊 ！Finally, we got our employee.
但是我们做一做，做一做以后，我们很多时候就不满意。
And after a while, you become dissatisfied with many things.
我们可能埋怨老板，我们可能埋怨工作压力太大，我们可能埋怨我们的钱太少。
We complain about our boss or the pressure at work. We're not getting paid enough.
我们可能埋怨我们办公室设备太差，我们埋怨这个埋怨那个。
We complain about the facility and we complain about this and complain about that.
以前找不到工作的时候说，只要有工作我就好。
And in time past when we were still unemployed, we said if I just get a job, I'd be satisfied.
孩子们给我一个例子好不好
？Young people, please give me an example.
你们有没有酒用尽的经历
？Have you had this experience where the alcohol and the wine ran out?
在物质的享受，对不对
？The enjoyment of the physical things and material things.
你很羡慕别人手上的手机。
You admire that particular phone that your friend is holding.
不像你这个这么大一个。
It's not so huge and big and heavy like yours.
我以前跟你讲过，我们教会第一个人有的时候，他的那个手机跟我的手机跟我圣经一样大。
And I told you that the very first cell phone that came out, one of my brothers had it, and it was that's the same size as my Bible.
我们都羡慕的不得了。
And we all long to have one.
现在没有人提这么大的手机。
Nobody wants a cell phone this size now.
而且那个只能打电话，现在又可以听音乐，又可以看 YouTube， 又可以照相，又可以 calendar， 又可以 planning， 什么东西都可以。
And the functions that you have on your phone nowadays allow you to do a lot more than just talk on the phone.
所以当你羡慕的手机得到的时候
，And you admire to have it, you long to have it, once you have it.
早上看，晚上看，睡觉放在旁边。
And you look at it in the morning, you look at it at night when you sleep, it's right next to your pillow.
可能等到有一天，你就想要故意把它弄丢掉，我可以再买一个更新的。
And perhaps one day you're finding a way to lose it so you could get mom and dad to buy a new one.
以前想说，哎呀，我最爱吃什么什么什么。
And you would say, oh, I love to eat this and that.
我如果能够常常吃那个就好了。
If I could eat that all the time, it'd be just wonderful.
所以从很爱吃变成天天吃。
So you love to have it, so you start eating it every day.
从天天吃到后来变成怕吃
，from eating it to, every day to the point where you dread eating it，
然后从怕吃到后来想到就恶心
，to the point where you're dreading eating it， and then to the point where with the moment you think of it you want to throw up。
这是我爸爸
，and this is my dad，
因为他以前小时候很爱吃鱼。
He loves to eat fish when he was younger.
后来我们从山东潍坊搬到青岛去。
So we moved.
不是我们，我那时候还没生。
So my parents moved from Shandong to more of a coastal region.
海边很多海鲜，他天天吃鱼。
And seafood was available every day, so every day he had seafood.
后来他怕吃了。
And it got to the point where he's afraid to eat.
后来他闻到鱼味就恶心。
And it got to the point where the moment he smells fish, he wants to throw up.
所以我从小到大，我吃的鱼不到十次了。
So on my upbringing, I haven't ate fish for more than 10 times.
因为在我们家不可以有鱼味的。
So in our house, the smell of fish cannot exist.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们追逐一样东西，我们盼望有越多越好。
A lot of time we pursue after something, we said the more we have it, it'll be wonderful, it'll be better.
但是当我们真得到的时候
，And but when we actually have it,
所罗门告诉我们
，And then Solomon tells us,
虚空的。 虚空。
Vanity of vanity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters,
这种话不需要多说。
We don't need to say these words very often.
当我们点到，我们就应该有体会。
And when we just point to it, we should have an understanding within us.
我决定相信在座的每一个人都有类似的经验。
I know every single one of us who are sitting here this morning have this particular experience.
不管是物质的，不管是爱情的，不管是吃喝的，吃喝享受的。
Whether it be material goods or emotional needs or the things that you enjoy, food or wine, whatever it may be.
我们都会觉得酒用尽。
We come to this point where we discover the wine is gone.
另外一个更明显的例子。
And one more, example that's more obvious.
就是我们自己的健康。
Is that our health?
我过了四十岁以后，我四十岁以前从来不戴眼镜。
Before I turned 40, I never had to put on a pair of glasses.
我的眼镜是标准的2020, 1.2, 1.2.
I had 20/20 vision for 40 years of my life.
从我四十岁开始就开始有老花眼。
And starting 40 years of age, I began to have a...
老花眼是
farsightedness.
Yeah. 所以像我现在早上如果我眼镜不在旁边，我常常都不知道要戳多少遍我才能看得清楚，这样看。
And a lot of times in the morning when I wake up, I really have to massage and rub my eyes for a long time before I can even see something. I don't have my glasses.
尤其是这个十几年耳鸣以后，我的听力越来越糟。
And also particularly after 10 years ago, I began to lose my hearing and it's getting worse and worse.
所以有一次我看到一对老夫妇的经历，我心里面就想，我很可能就会变成那样子。
And I saw a particular example of an elderly couple, and I began to ponder if I would have be exactly, I would follow the exact same path.
那个老公在客厅里面对着厨房太太喊说：“老婆啊，什么时候可以吃饭啊？”
And so the elderly husband cries out to his wife, "Honey, when are we going to have dinner?"
然后没有回答。
And there was no response.
他就量了十步路以后又再问一遍：“老婆啊，什么时候可以吃饭啊？”
He walks 10 steps closer to the wife. He says, "Honey, when are we going to have dinner?"
还是没有回答。
And there was no response.
他又量了十步，又再问了一次。
And he got another 10 steps closer, and he asked again.
还是没有回答。
There was still not a response.
哦，他好心疼他的老婆，怎么老婆这么重听成这个样子？
And he was beginning to feel bad for his wife. That you know, how come she can't hear a thing?
他就走过去拍他老婆，你怎么耳朵变成这个样子了？
He got right next to his wife. He said, "Honey, how come your hearing's got so bad?"
我问了你三次，你都不回答。
I've asked you 3 times. You didn't hear me.
太太说：“我早就回答你三遍了。”
And the wife says, "I responded 3 times to you every time."
所以是这个老公自己耳朵聋了。
It's an elderly gentleman that couldn't hear the response.
啊，这个还有另外一次是于师母跟我讲的哈，那个先生在客厅看电视，啊，这个太太问他说：“想不想吃点宵夜啊？”
So she asked, he told me a story. There's another couple, and the husband was watching TV, and the wife came over and said, "Honey, do you want to have some snack?"
我老公说：“当然要，当然要。”
And so the husband said, of course.
那个太太问他要什么？
And so the wife asked, "What do you want?"
啊，他说：“你给我吃拿个三明治，再带点冰激凌。”
Give me a sandwich with some ice cream.
然后他讲完以后就跟太太说写下来写下来。
And then he said to the wife, write it down.
啊，免得你忘了。
Unless you forget.
那太太就一脸生气，这个小事怎么会忘了呢？
And the wife said, how could I forget something this simple?
然后他就到厨房区里面就噼里啪啦开始找就做很多东西。
And so she went to the kitchen, a lot of noise is happening in the kitchen.
结果过了老半天以后端回来两样东西完全不是他要的。
And after a while, she presented 2 things that was not what he ordered.
然后他就很生气啊。
And so he was very upset.
他说我刚刚跟你要的另外面跟汽水到哪里去了
？And I asked for that bowl of noodle and the soda. Where was it?
他自己也都忘了他要了什么。
He actually forgot what he asked for to begin with.
这叫老夫老妻。
And these are old couples.
有没有同感？
Similar sentiments.
所以你就觉得，哎呀，你看转眼呢。
And you discover all of a sudden at the twinkling of the eye.
你们那些年轻人不要幸灾乐祸，早晚有一天你也一样。
All of you who are young, sooner or later.
这就是我们人生。
This is our life.
用尽了。
The wine will come to a point.
啊，很可惜。
It will be consumed.
所以圣经里面其实主早就讲。
So the scriptures, the Lord already told us.
凡喝这水的还要再渴。
That he who drinks of this water will thirst again.
喝我所吃的水。永远不可。
And he who drinks of the water that I give will not
thirst again. 永远不可。
Not only will he not thirst again.
我所吃的水要在他腹中成为泉源，持永流到永生。
It will become in him a fountain of water spring up unto everlasting life.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
这是主，这位造人类的主，赐我们生命的主，他告诉我们。
The Creator God, the God who's given us life, has given us His message.
所以有人不相信。
So some would not believe.
所以就吃得苦啊又苦。
And so they go after something they discover is bitter and then is more bitter.
连他自己的儿女所罗门王认识神的人。
Even the children of Solomon, a king who knows God,
当他跟神关系不正常的时候
when he is not in the right relationship with God,
当他凭着自己去追求人生各样美善的时候
by his own strength, he went after all the good of this world.
论财富，没有人超过他的财富
Concerning wealth, nobody was wealthier than him.
我还没听过有人像他这么多老婆的
I've never heard of anyone who has as many wives as he does.
他这个智慧，没有人超过他的智慧
Concerning wisdom, no one was wiser than him.
他的心广大，像海边的沙一样
And his heart is...Perceives knowledge as wide as the sand on the seashore.
而且他能够从墙头上的牛膝草最小的草长到黎巴嫩的香柏树，他懂一切的事情。
And from the grass that is growing on the wall to the trees of the cedars of Lebanon, he could describe anything.
所有人生人可以羡慕想追求的，他几乎都追求。
Everything the man would desire, he has obtained it.
而且他的本事是他不光追求，他得到。
And he said, not only did he pursue it.He's laid hold of it.
但是我们感谢神的一件事情，在他最虚空的里面。
And we thank God at the point where he feels that everything is most vain.
他想起了他所丢弃的神。
He remembered the God he's forsaken.
他悔改，他归向神。
He repented and came back to God.
他把他痛苦的经历写下来。
And he wrote down this a dreadful experience.
所以他告诉我们，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And he tells us vanity of vanities, everything is vanity.
好像万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽。这个古经文上列的啊，在 B and B。
All things are full of labor, man cannot express it.
眼睛看看不饱，耳朵听听不足。
The eye is not satisfied with seeing, and the ear is not filled with hearing.
已有的事以后必再有，已行的事以后必再行。日光之下没有新鲜事情。
That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done.
我今日日光之下，一切所行的都是虚空的虚空，都是不风，都是作影。
Nothing new under the sun. Everything is vanity under the sun.
弟兄姊妹，所罗门王没有停留在一个虚空的感叹跟懊悔而已。
King Solomon did not end and simply at this thought that everything is in vain.
所以他在传道书后面结尾的时候，他劝所有的人要趁着年幼。要纪念造我们的主。
So at the end of Ecclesiastes, he admonished all those who are young, said, "In your youth, remember the God who's created you."
我们一定要跟神之间有一个对的关系。
We need to have a right relationship with God.
不然的话，弟兄姊妹，我们几乎可以保证。
Or else, brothers, I can guarantee you,
酒用尽的遗憾、无奈、痛苦，一定会是我们这一生的特点。
But the regret, and the helplessness, and the pain that comes at this.Knowing that the wine will run out will be the characteristic of your life.
今天就已经是我们在座很多人心中的感受。
That perhaps today at this very moment is what you're feeling, what you're going through right now.
甚至可能已经是很多年轻人的感受，这是为什么现在年轻人自杀率这么高。
And this may be the feelings that some of the young people are going through. For that reason, the suicide rate for the younger generation is extremely high right now.
因为他们在人生的里面，他们得到的快乐都是非常的肤浅、短暂的。
And because this happiness is very, very shallow, is very, very short.
没有真正进到生命的深处，让他们找到生命的意义和价值和真实的满足。
It's never entered into the depth of their being, the depth of their life, that they find true satisfaction and meaning.
摩西在诗篇九十篇也告诉我们，我们一生的年龄是七十岁。
So in Psalm 90, Moses tells us that the days of our lives are but 70 years.
强壮的不过到八十岁
And if you're strong, maybe 80.
其中可以惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空
And what you can boast about are labor and sorrow.
好所以前一阵子我们同学在台湾开同学会的时候
Not too long ago, my former classmates, we had a reunion.
完了以后他们就送了很多的信出来大家同学之间彼此联络
And afterwards, they sent out letters and contact information that we may stay in touch.
那我们没有空去但是我们看到他们写的一段故事啊
And we didn't have the chance to go, but we saw a particular story in this newsletter.
他说到有一班同学，这个毕业以后二十年，第一次开同学会，大家都很兴奋。
There was a group of friends after 20 years, they had their very first reunion, and when they saw each other, they were very excited.
所以他们找到一个很好的餐馆，因为那个餐馆里面的这个 waiter waitress 都是俊男美女。
And they found a wonderful restaurant because all the waiters and waitresses they're very handsome and very beautiful.
等到他们又过了十年，到了三十周年的时候。
And after another 10 years, at the 30-year anniversary,
也就大概五十岁出头了哈。
They were near their early 50s.
所以他们呢，又到那个同样的那家餐馆去了。
And they went again to that particular restaurant.
因为那家餐馆只有那家餐馆有卖养生餐啊，能够帮助身体健康。
Only that restaurant has food that nourishes and helps their health and their body.
那么又过了十年，他们。四十周年的时候
，and after another 10 years at the 40th year's anniversary，
大家讨论了以后，还是去那家餐馆。
And after everybody conversed and discussed, they said we'll go back to that same restaurant。
理由是因为那家餐馆的 handicap service 最那个 facility 最好。
And it's because the handicap facility at that particular restaurant。
因为中间已经很多人要坐轮椅来了。
Many people have to come in a wheelchair。
啊，等到他们五十周年的时候
，50 year anniversary，
大家讨论完以后呢，还是又去了那家餐馆。
Everybody had a discussion. They said, "Let's go back to that same restaurant again."
那这次去那家餐馆呢，大家的理由是因为我们这次要挑一个我们从来没去过的餐馆。
And they said, "Because we want to go to a restaurant that we've never gone before."
因为大家都已经健忘了
，so everybody were very forgetful.
都已经忘记去过那家餐馆。
They all forgot that they've been going to that restaurant.
等到他们六十周年的时候
，at the 60 year anniversary。
他们去了那个餐馆以后，很稀奇的一件事情。
They went to that restaurant and they were all marvel.
他们明明只有两桌，可是这次却需要付四桌的钱。
They only had two tables full of people, but they had to pay for four tables.
因为每一个人都带了一个看护来。
Because everybody brought a helper to assist them.
因为已经太老了，家里面都帮他雇了一个看护带过来。
Because they're all advanced in age and everybody has given an assistant to help them along.
就是每人生十年真的很快的。
These decades go by in our lives very quickly.
我们要在这里汲取前人的教训，珍惜生命的价值。
And we need to take the admonishments for those who's walked before us and to treasure life.
那现在这个神迹里面最重要的一件事情。
And the most important thing of this miracle.
就是那一天，耶稣介入这个局面。
Is that Jesus emerged in this circumstance?
耶稣来参加宴席。
Jesus was invited and he came to the wedding.
不是光吃个饭。
And he didn't just come to enjoy a meal.
耶稣来参加这个宴席。
He came to this feast.
也不是光只是行了一个神迹，叫他们的遗憾被解决。
It's not just to perform a miracle that their regrets may be taken care of.
刚才我们已经说过，耶稣所行的神迹。英文翻译都不用 miracle， 用 sign。
That this particular event, or this thing that Jesus performed, the gospel tells us it's a sign。
因为在这个神迹的背后，他的教训太大了。
Because at the end, behind this particular miracle, there's a particular teaching。
第一件事情
，the very first thing，
从他行神迹的本身
，from the performing of the miracle itself，
他叫水变成酒
，and he caused water to turn into wine。
从他显出他的全能，他的能力。
That speaks of his power.
弟兄姊妹，水变成酒
，for water to just turn into wine，
是性质的改变。
There's a change in the very nature of those two elements.
它不是白水加蜜成蜂蜜，加糖成糖水。
It is not water adding honey and it becomes something sweet.
它不是借着添加就可以解决的。
It is not by adding something that it will change the water itself.
它要从平淡的水变成醇酒。弟兄姊妹，这是整个性质的改变。
From ordinary water to the best of wine, it is the change of the very nature of the element.
酒是越酒越贵，还是你们这些比经验多的哈
？The wine gets more expensive as they age, right?
当然需要时间的。
It takes time.
所以变成好酒、上等的酒，需要很长的时间才可能变成。
And to be the best of wine, it takes a tremendous amount of time.
所以耶稣行这个神迹，一方面显出他是食物变油，他是全能的神。
And on the one hand, Jesus performed this particular sign to declare that he's the one that caused nothing to come out, to cause something to come out of nothing.
他能够做人做不出来的事情。
He can do what man cannot do.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
从爱来看。
From the perspective of love,
他看见这些人的遗憾。
And he sees the regret of these folks.
他看见那个主人的窘困。
And he sees the frustration of the master.
他看见整个局面是那样子的低落。
And he sees that the entire celebration is dropped to its low point.
他的介入让整个局面被 turn around.
And he came in that the entire situation was turned.
这是这个神迹背后 所要表达的 significance。
And the significance of this miracle, this sign, what it wants to represent.
这就是为什么耶稣挑这个局面作为他第一次行神迹的原因。
And this is the reason why Jesus picked this particular circumstance to perform the sign.
他在这里告诉人。
He wants everyone to know.
告诉所有的人。
To let all men know.
不光是告诉那天主人帮他解决一个窘迫的局面。
Not only to let the master know that I took care of your problem that day.
不光是告诉那些宾客，让他们那天的扫兴可以被解决。
Not only to tell the guests that you know your frustration is taken care of.
他是对所有的人传一个信息。
But he's declaring this message to all men.
今天只有神的介入，只有基督的介入，我们能够得到扭转。
Only when God comes into the situation, only when the Christ comes into the situation, will the situation change.
所以我在我的讲义上写了几个例子，就是。
So I wrote down a couple examples in the outline.
我讲到生命。吞死亡。
And I said that the life would swallow death.
我讲到喜乐代替忧伤。
The joy would replace sorrow.
叫被掳的得到释放。
Those who are captive would be set free.
叫羞辱的变成荣耀。
The shame would turn into glory.
你可以继续写下去，软弱的变成刚强。
The weak could be strong, you could keep on going.
我们的生病我们得到医治，你可以一直写下去的。
Our illnesses, they are made, that we're made healed, or we're healed.
弟兄姊妹啊，耶稣介入了，整个局面不一样了。
When Jesus comes in, everything is changed.
他的能力可以扭转局面。
His power can change the circumstances.
他的爱可以扭转局面。
His love can change the circumstances.
伟大的神在我们身上要做的事就是这件事情。
Our great God, this is what He wants to do in our life.
你对你的家庭满意吗？
Are you satisfied with your family?
你对你自己最近的情形满意吗？
Are you satisfied with your current condition?
你对你的 career 满意吗？
Are you satisfied with your career?
你对你的侍奉满意吗？
Are you satisfied with your services?
你或者对我整个人生活着的意义和价值我满意吗？
Your direction, your purpose, and your worth of life, are you satisfied?
如果不满意的话，我跟你说，情形只会更糟。如果我们不转向主，
I will tell you, if you're not satisfied, it will only get worse unless you turn to God.
只有耶稣介入了。
Only when Jesus comes in,
他的能力。
Would make something out of nothing.
能够叫水变成好酒。
He can make the ordinary water into the best of wine.
那个主人原来的窘迫丢脸变成荣耀，他把好酒留到后面。
And the master of the feast was suffering shame because he didn't have enough wine prepared. Now he can say that there is wine.
原来遗憾有点不过瘾的那些人，现在好酒在后面。
But those who are regretting or not satisfied with the party, now they say, wow, the better wine's at the end.
我们的人生愿不愿意越来越好？
Do you desire that our life would get better and better?
我们愿不愿意从目前的局面里面走出来？
Are we willing to walk out? Do we want to walk out of current circumstances?
我不光对弟兄姊妹讲，对我们每一个人讲，对我自己讲。
I'm not only speaking to the friends and the brothers, I'm speaking to all of us, myself included.
什么时候我们跟主的关系不正常？
Whenever our relationship with God is not right,
我们的酒一定用尽。
Our wine will come to its end.
我们所喝的一定会叫我们渴。
What we've been drinking will bring us thirst again.
我们所追求的给我们的体会就是虚空的虚空。
What we are going after would bring us to a conclusion that it's vanity of vanity.
我们今天的 lifestyle 可能只是让我们万事令人厌烦。
Our lifestyle may be a cause us to be annoyed at all things.
所以当我们改变的时候，
But when we are changed,
当我们让耶稣来，
when we ask Jesus to come,
这也是每一个基督徒都可以做的见证。
This is the testimony that every Christian can give.
就是我们人生第一个经历到的神迹。
The very first miracle that we experienced,
就是赐基督来住在我心里。
The sense Jesus came into my heart,
他来局面改了。
He came, everything's changed.
而这个局面的改变，
And the change of these circumstances,
他里面没问题。他那面永远没有问题。
There's never a problem or issue on God's side.
他的能力证明他能。
His power demonstrates that He's able.
他的爱向我们显明他愿意，他迫不及待的愿意。
His love declares to us He's more than willing. He's desperately willing.
但是这件事情的发生，
But the happening of this event
讲到的人的配合，
talks about the cooperation of men.
所以玛利亚对仆人讲，
So Mary says to the servant.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Whatever he tells you, go and do.
讲到人的信和顺服。
It talks about our trust and obeying.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，千万不要小看这件事。
Brothers and sisters, do not despise this event.
你假想你是那天的仆人的话。
Let's think that you are the servant that day.
门口摆的这些缸是给人洗手用的。
These pots at the entrance of the house are for those to wash their hands.
那没有消毒过，没有烧过，不能喝的。
It's never been sanitized. It's never been cooked or burned. It's never been cleansed.
是给人洗手、洗脚、洗东西用的。
It's merely water for people to wash their hands, their feet, and any objects. project.
主耶稣说，你们去把这几个缸全部倒满水吧。
Jesus says, go fill those pots with water.
他们不仅仅倒，满到缸口。
And they not only filled it, they filled it up to the brim.
而且主耶稣也没有在那边行什么神奇表演给他们看，就是好，现在舀去。
And Jesus did not do anything. He didn't wave his hand to do anything else. He just said, go take the water.
你们舀不舀？
So would you go and serve the water?
敢不敢舀？
Would you dare to go and fetch that water?
管宴席的可以把你 fire 的。
The master of the feast would to fire you.
你在开什么玩笑？你拿这个脏水来给我干什么？
What are you talking about? You're bringing this dirty water to me?
第二弟兄姊妹，他们不仅仅把缸加满了水，忙到干口。
Not only did they fill these pots to the brim.
主耶稣说送去。
Jesus says, go and serve it.
他们就送去了。
So they went and served it.
带来了一个欢乐荣耀的结局。
That brought about a huge change of celebration.
管宴席说的一句话，希望成为我们在座每一个人有一天我们都可以做的见证。
And the master of the feast said these words, and I pray that it be the testimony that we can all give.
人都是先摆上去。
Everybody brings out the very best in the beginning.
将来才摆上伺候。
And then they bring out the inferior.
你却把好酒留到如今。
But you kept what is the best at the end.
希望我们人生的下半场，我们都能证明我们得到了好酒。
We pray that the rest of our lives we will testify that we are bringing out the very best.
我们是在这里享受生活。
We are enjoying the very best.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。